Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
I wanted to go back real quick, and I don't want to take a ton of time here. Craig, do you ever think, and this is off script, do you ever think that somebody is done in a certain locale or a certain church and God is actually moving them on to another field, another pasture? Can you speak to that? Because I think, I believe that we're in favor of longevity. I think Jim and I have made that very clear over the last 4.5 years. But we also understand, and I believe this, that there are times when the Lord says, okay, your work here's finished. Yep. It's time to pick up and move on somewhere else. Can you speak to that real quick?
You know, I see a couple of examples in the Bible. One that is always intriguing to me is Philip, that, as the persecution starts in the church, so he moves into Samaria, and there's this incredible revival that's going on there. And we don't know the reason why, but the Holy Spirit just says to Philip, it's time for you to leave that area. Need you to leave and start heading towards Gaza. And that's where he encounters that Ethiopian official. And then after that, the Holy Spirit takes him away, and we don't really know anything about him. We also see in Acts chapter 16 where Paul is attempting to go in, and Luke writes, the Holy Spirit wouldn't let us. So I think that there are times that the Holy Spirit says, now's the time to move, or this door is closed. Don't open that door. I've got another door for you before you do that. And I think that there is a time and a place for that. But my concern is that how many people tend to make that decision really quickly without consultation with anybody else,
right?
Because they're just responding to the pain of the moment.
100%
That's why I think you go back. Okay, why did God call me here? Okay, here's my reasons that I wrote down why I thought God had called me here. Do those still stand? Are those still valid reasons, or is it done? And then then you can prayerfully move on from there.
I just said, I always ask that question. I really feel like I'm discouraged. I really feel like my time might be done. Right? The question I always ask is, how long have you felt that way? When did you first remember feeling that way? Okay, tell me what happened the day before that.
Yeah.
And often what it is discouragement can feel. I honestly have never met anybody that said, God called me, but he removed his calling. Or God anointed me, but he's removed his anointing. Right. Even people that have been involved in sin still are anointed. It's almost like God's gifts and callings are without repentance. It's almost like he created us for something and he's not changing his mind about us. I'm not talking about like you're never supposed to move or you're never supposed to change the page or a chapter, but I always want to get to the root of it. If things are going really well, would you feel this way? Yes. Things are not going really well generally when we feel this way. And then we say, well, it's because I'm not supposed to be here anymore.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to CraigTOwens.com.